Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yep. Our manager, Adam, always says that things are in a certain department. Like, instead of saying, "That's a little too much information for me," he would say, "That's from the too much information department."
Okay.
You know, like that.
Yeah.
So, I have something here from the "I know it's tempting, but you can't do it" department.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
So, this is in Canada. All right. Imagine these two 30-something-year-old Canadian women having a dispute. Now, what the dispute was is that one woman was standing in a parking spot in a crowded parking lot, saving it for her friend that was coming back around and was going to park there. Okay. Well, this lady pulls up first and she says, "Move, get out of that spot. I'm taking that spot." And she refused to move. So, in the "I know it's tempting, but you can't do it" department, you know what she did?
She
ran over her.
She ran over
her. Yeah. Well. She ran over her, and then she was arrested. The woman standing in the parking spot, saving it, has broken legs or something. Didn't kill her, but she's got, you know, lower body injuries.
Well, she's also stupid. Sorry.
That's stupid what I'm too. Saying. It's tempting. It's so tempting to want to lose it on some entitled, don't play by the rules person when standing in a parking spot that is not made to be stood in, saving it for another car because you didn't get there in time. Parking is first come, first served in store parking lots, which is what this was in. There are no special rules for you to be able to get out and stand in the parking spot and save it.
No.
And I'm sure she was so obnoxious and such a pain in the butt and, you know, that entitlement mentality and defiance and the whole thing. But you can't run over her.
You can't run over. You got to go find another spot.
Let bygones be.
I wouldn't find another spot.
Well, what are you going to do?
I would pull in there as far as I could get, and I wouldn't let that other car get in there. That's for sure. I wouldn't run over her. I wouldn't run over her, but I'm making sure that if anybody in a car gets that spot, it's going to be me.
Oh, no, that's not the that's not the way I thought you were going to handle this. No,
but
that's ridiculous.
That's a good plan.
No, it's not.
Why should she get it? She broke the rules. I was there first. I got there the way you're supposed to get there, like a civilized person in a civil society would do.
And how long are you going to wait?
Till it closes.
Oh, TJ, you're being ridiculous.
I'm not. I swear I would sit there. I would sit right there until the cops came or the management, if they came first, and say, "She is standing in the parking spot. I have a car that I'm trying to get in there, and I was here before that car was." Now,
yeah.
She needs to move, and I guarantee you, if they're not psychos, the management of the store would say, "Ma'am, you can't do that." He gets the parking spot.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. That's 2 hours. Now you're dealing with the cops. And
that, I would gladly deal with them.
I would not.
Riggin's worst nightmare.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the cops, God forbid they smell weed or something.
I don't worry about that.
Yeah. Just no thank you.
I'd get my spot.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Kenshow cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks.
Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. Crazy story from the airline industry. I know we haven't had any of those in a while. Except every day.
All the time.
So a United Airlines flight from LA to Shanghai had to turn around over the Pacific Saturday and head back and land in San Francisco to do a crew change. So the flight was already 14 hours. So they turned around an hour and 45 minutes in and then landed in San Francisco to swap out the crew. And, ended up being five hours before they finally took off from San Francisco to Shanghai. Got to Shanghai 6 hours late. Now, what they're saying is that the reason that they had to turn around and switch flight crews is because the pilot forgot his passport.
Great.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't even know they needed passports. Honestly, I never thought about that.
I didn't either. I mean, I assume they're just like grandfathered in.
Exactly. Like you're the pilot. You don't need a passport. You can just come in.
Yeah, because they, obviously they're not going to turn right back around and you know, just gas the plane up and head back. He's got to get off the plane somewhere and do stuff in Shanghai.
Just never thought about it. Never even considered that because we've never had a story like that ever before that the pilot forgot his passport.
Now, but if he's that absent-minded, I don't know if the story said it was a he or a she. Let me look.
Whoa.
Turn around. Pilot forgot. Yeah, his license. Okay. His passport. So if he is so absent-minded that he forgot his passport, then how safe would you feel with his flying a plane? Because being a pilot is so much organization and check this, check that, check, 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 check. It is think about how I run things, Riggins, and being a pilot is the absolute worst job I could ever be in because you have to be that organized to be a pilot.
Really?
Yes. You have to know every little detail and you have to document every tiny detail of that plane and the time and the weather and everything before you even take off. Books have all of that stuff in it.
I see where you're going with this because it's easier for him to say, listen, I made a mistake. But if he said that any part of flying, then it's...
Yeah. You know,
I get that.
I'm sorry. I was running late this morning before we took off and I forgot to check this part of my list that I'm supposed to check every time.
I mean, people make mistakes, but he's not one of those people that needs to be making mistakes.
Not that kind of mistake. You know, maybe he made a mistake. Like he forgot his chips for his lunch. I don't know.
Shanghai, China? Oh, I thought Shanghai, Minnesota. I didn't know.
It's like halfway over. Wait a minute. We're going out of the country? Well, I don't have a passport.
I'm seeing a lot of water down there. I don't know where we're at.
Yeah, I wouldn't be getting on this plane anymore.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is events. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
So just a heads up, if you're a fan of Chomps beef snacks,
yes,
nearly 30,000 pounds of the ready-to-eat meat sticks are part of a recall after consumers found pieces of metal in the product. So roughly 30,000 pounds, Chomps Original Beef Stick Mild. Complaints of metal pieces found in the beef stick.
Two
complaints. That's what it says.
Come on.
What is the number? Where does it break for you? Where you're like, okay, let's issue a recall. Is it 10?
I think it's a whole, at least one state full of people.
Full of metal.
Yeah. And are we sure it was,
metal? Lindsay bit into a meat stick not too long ago. She goes, oh my God, something hard was in there. I was like, yeah, every once in a while you get something kind of gnarly. It's like a bone fragment, I'm assuming. But,
and I just kept eating it because I'm like, you're right, Riggins, you're right.
Yeah, it never occurred to me, but these had metal in them.
Those things are supposed to be, you know, the reason you get those is because they don't have any of the bad stuff in them. And they're, you know, the ingredient list is so small and all of that. Because aren't those the ones that Bobby Parrish says are okay to eat?
Yeah.
That nutritionist and guy. Annoying.
That's why I've been telling y'all to just stick with Slim Jims, people. Stick with them. They won't steer you wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. He swapped out preservatives for shards of metal.
It's a
terrible trade-off.
Hey, look, if you can't stick a magnet to your stomach, you hadn't had enough metal.
Yeah, right. Maybe you were iron deficient or something. Mm-hmm. George Clooney in the news. He says he's done with romantic comedies. I know, sad news for my mom. She loves all those like Julia Roberts, George Clooney movies. He says he's 63 now and he just can't pull off the sexy older man, which I disagree with. That guy could do anything. Richard Gere was doing romantic comedies.
Yeah, he was.
And that's why he said it.
What do you mean?
He's fishing for compliments.
George Clooney?
George Clooney's fishing for compliments because he wants everybody to go, are you kidding me? You are the best looking 63-year-old in the world ever. You could definitely keep playing the leading man in a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to play opposite you and get to be your wife or love interest in a movie? You're so great. See you. Love you. You don't think, all that psycho wants.
You don't think he's got insecurities like everybody else?
Yeah, he does. And that's why he's fishing for these compliments. That's why he's putting it out there.
Yeah. Well, I would probably do the same thing if I was feeling a little down about myself. Throw this out to the press. I'm done with romantic comedies. I can't do it anymore. Yeah. I'd probably do the same thing. No, you're so cute, though. You're right.
You're going to die hot.
Exactly.
See, and that's what the reporter should have said. Okay, I see that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
I get that.
You could play like somebody's grandfather or something. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they always take those leading men like that who are way like up in their 50s and 60s, and they pair them with a woman who's 35 or 40. All of those movies and TV shows always have the husband way older than the, and they're supposed to be the same age.
Yeah.
You know, they're playing the parts of the same age.
Sure.
Yeah. Get out of here. Yeah, you're right, George. You don't need to be up in those movies anymore. You're psycho.
And then Dairy Queen trending today. For the next couple of weeks, you can get a Blizzard for just 85 cents in honor of their, I believe it's the 85th birthday. But you got to use the Dairy Queen app.
Ugh.
They have an app. Dairy Queen has an app? I mean, what age are we living in? That's
Everybody
wild.
Does.
I know. But for an ice cream cone, you got to get an app. But either way, 85 cent Blizzard, that's a great deal. What is love bombing and what is floodlighting? We're going to explain the difference next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Now back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So everybody knows gas. It seems like they come up with a new dating term every other day. Yes. And it's a new way to describe something that's existed for eons, like the problems with relationships. See if you can come up with a name for this situation. This woman shared this on social media. She's dating a guy for 6 weeks, has never been to his house, or his apartment rather, and she really likes him. They're both about the same age. They're in their early 30s and they've been dating 6 weeks. She finally goes over to his apartment. She really likes this guy. Here's what she says. He pulled out a laptop and presented a full PowerPoint presentation titled "Where We're Headed, A Journey of Us." Mm-mm. It had bullet points, photos, even a slide with AI generated versions of what their kids would look like. We'd been dating 6 weeks. I played it off super cool, like it was cute and interested. And not until I left did I sort of process that and go, this is not somebody I want to spend any more time with.
But did she get the job done that she went over there to get done?
I don't believe so.
I bet she did.
Well, the fact that she waited 6 weeks.
She's begging to go over there. You know, 6 weeks, I'm dying to have him. Don't even know anything about him, and I'm ready to go over there and just go to town.
You think the worst of this woman already.
Yeah. If she
6 weeks, that's a long time to never even been over at his place.
But 6 weeks is also a long time to be around somebody and not know that this is their personality.
That's what's surprising to me. How were there not signs that he was this guy to present a PowerPoint called "Where We're Headed, A Journey of Us"? Certainly there must have been cues earlier.
Yeah, so she's going to go around for 6 weeks talking about how much she likes him, and I want to go to his house, and I want to do things, and I want him to do things. He finally, after six grueling long weeks of making me yearn for that physical satisfaction, he finally invites me over and then shows a PowerPoint. It's all I could do to sleep with him that night before I got out of there and judged him for it. I mean, she's a moron too.
Yeah. I don't care how hot someone is either. You pull out a PowerPoint of anything, I'm running for the hills.
And you know this guy's not hot.
The hills.
He's not hot.
Well, maybe she's not hot either.
No, so I doubt she is. That's why she was so desperate to get in there.
Well, I don't know why you're saying that.
She talks like 6 weeks is just like she's taken a vow of celibacy, like she's been in the monastery, you know, since she was 18. Six weeks. And you don't even know, you want to jump in bed with him, but you don't even know enough about him to know that he's an awkward nerd that is not compatible with you, obviously.
Or possibly a serial killer at this point, because that's weird.
She's getting trashed more than this guy is. But she might not be. She might be the same thing, but there was something about this one specific act that really threw her. You know, they might connect over Legos and Disney reboots.
And this is also a flex. This is a humble flex.
I agree.
On her part. She's trying to say, look how great I am. Look how special I am. He's drawn up. He wants our kids. He made put the time into making a PowerPoint and blah, blah, blah. Not my kind of guy. I couldn't wait to get out of there.
Yeah.
Mm. As soon as I found my bra, I picked it up off the floor and hightailed it.
That's terrible.
Never to see him again.
Yeah, awful.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So U.S. America is not the only country that has bros. I mean, our bros are better than every other country's bros, but there are bros in other countries. Like this story is a terrible story from Russia with a couple of bros there that are gym buddies. They're swole mates. They're swole brothers. And one of them bet the other that he said, I bet you, this is in Russian, obviously, I bet you can't do 2,000 squats in a certain period of time. So the other Russian bro says, you got to bet, Russian bro, does the 2,000 squats.
Oh.
He accomplishes it, wins the bet. Then he starts to experience some funny feelings in his body, and his kidneys started to fail.
Oh, no.
Because there is a condition that is called rhabdomyolysis. And it is what happens when you tear, like bodybuilders know about this, when you tear down muscles so much, which is what happens when you lift weights. You're tearing down your muscles, and then when they rebuild, they swell a little bit each time. And that's how you get, you know, big muscles. Well, if you tear them down too much, they tear down so far that they can start to get into your bloodstream. So it's almost like your muscles disintegrate into your bloodstream, which is what happened to this guy. And they caught it in time to save his kidneys. He doesn't have to be on dialysis and all that the rest of his life and all. But it was bad, and it's going to take a while for him to recover. He's at 50% capacity on his kidneys now. And they're having to get him back.
Yikes. And this is why I don't work out. Thank you. No, that's crazy, though. Oh, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, Lindsay said, I don't want that rhabdomyolysis.
Not for me.
Mm-mm. Not today. My kidneys aren't failing because of that.
Heck no. Mm.
They might be because of tequila, but they're not from that.
They're failing because of the sodium in all those meat sticks.
Right. Slim Jim, sure. Not working out.
Yeah. You're not going to be walking around with kidney failure in a gym, that's for sure.
Heck no.
So you see, ultimately the point is that working out's not good for you.
Yeah. Is that the takeaway?
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I got to tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
So, Lindsay, here's a hypothetical for you since you're a mama. Are you there, Lindsay?
I'm here.
Okay. Let's say you and your kids were out, you know, y'all play in your little front yard and everything, and you looked up and all of a sudden coming down the street was a kangaroo on the loose.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Would you freak? Would you run in the house, or would you think, oh, I love kangaroos, and go try to pet it? What would you do?
If it was a baby, no, yes.
This is full grown.
Full grown. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going in the house because I hear they are mean.
Well, there's a woman in South Carolina that has one as a pet, and it got free out in the streets and everything, and the police had to come lasso it and get it back into her control. And it had the muscles and everything, like those kangaroos you see,
big kangaroo,
muscled up. I'm like, why somebody got a kangaroo?
Well, if you watch her story time on Facebook, you'll understand pretty quickly.
I mean, I saw the video of the police, you know, getting it and, you know, lassoing it and the whole thing, and then her taking it back over. And she said her goat, she thinks, opened the gate.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, well, that looks like somebody who would be into crazy exotic pets.
Yeah.
You know,
you're not going to believe what the blank happened to me today with this blank and kangaroo. I watched about 10 minutes of her story time this morning. It was a lot of cursing.
Yeah, typical.
But they're mean, right? I mean, they can kill you.
Well, I don't know that they're all mean, but they can all fight. They're very dangerous if they decide to be mean. Yeah. They rear back on those tails and they kick and punch both at the same time. They're crazy.
And they kidnap dogs.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to mess with one. And at the same time, I wouldn't want my neighbor to be having one.
Right.
That's true.
I'm guaranteeing you she doesn't have an HOA in her neighborhood, huh?
Well, I mean, if the goat let the thing out of the yard.
Yeah.
Now, how high does a fence have to be if you got a kangaroo?
I don't know.
Because they jump over a regular fence.
Yeah. She said it was out on the highway.
Yeah.
And that's a smart goat, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the goat was like, let's get this kangaroo out of here. That accent is driving me nuts. I know it was you know, charming in the beginning, but now it's like, better shrimp on the Bobby.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Well, in case you missed it, yesterday it was announced that 23andMe, the genetics testing company, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So at one point, one of the hottest items, most exciting Christmas gift items out there is now really struggling. No word on like what really caused their fall. But at one time, just a few years ago, it was massive.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I wonder if it got expensive, more expensive than it used to be, or people don't care about family.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, that's probably what it is. Is they, you know, there's so many adults now that have grown up just only caring about what's in front of them on the screen. They don't care where they came from or all that.
Yeah. Do you care?
Not really.
Not really.
No. I mean, it's kind of interesting if somebody were to tell me, but I'd want to hear it from, you know, somebody else in my family, not necessarily, you know, from some a lap. Kit.
Yeah.
That I, right. that I order.
Yeah. And I just feel like it's never good news. You're never going to be like, oh, great. It's always going to be like, guess what? Guess who your nightmare of a great, great grandfather was? He's a monster.
Yeah. My relative would probably end up being like Ed Gein or something.
Great.
Yeah.
The original serial killer from U.S. America that was mainstream. The movie Psycho was catered to was that story.
Yeah, that's exactly what it would be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'd be upset with more than anything?
Huh.
The fact that they're from Wisconsin.
Yeah, you would be. TJ has a long-standing feud with anything above the Mason-Dixon.
No. How could this be?
I mean, and I like people from Wisconsin.
No, you don't.
I do. I swear I do. They're very nice. I just don't want to be one of them.
Right.
And you will let them know you want to be one of them.
Mm. They don't want to be one of me.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't have to lie and say you like them.
They don't want to be one of me. I do like them.
Do you?
Yeah. There are some places and people I don't like in general.
Where would that be?
I really don't care for people from Seattle.
Okay.
You know, the usual Seattle, Portland. Mm-hmm. Probably San Francisco.
Okay.
I mean, they've done so much damage to all of us without even leaving their their neighborhoods.
those hilly streets of San Fran.
You know, never like that Tanner family either.
take that back. You got to take that back. That's an awful thing to say.
Bunch of cornball liberals. That's all they were.
Awful. We'll do something else next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
TJ, I want to get your opinion on something. I know you don't like J-Lo, which is that's fair, right? You don't care for her.
No. I like her movies a lot of times. I like her.
Oh, you do?
I like her in movies, yes.
Made in Manhattan, one of my favorite movies ever.
Love it. Love it, love it.
So she was at the Broadway premiere of Othello, long running show, but I guess it's coming back to Broadway.
Well, Billy Shakespeare wrote that.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Billy Shakespeare wrote a whole bunch of sonnets. She's there with her 17-year-old daughter, Emmy, I think is her name. And apparently there's no video of this, but onlookers say that the paparazzi got between her 17-year-old daughter and J-Lo. And put like this huge, you know, paparazzi camera lens, like right in the 17-year-old's face, almost hit her. And they said, Jennifer Lopez said, hey, like back off, you know, just give us some space. Page Six, which is kind of like a TMZ style website, say their headline is Jennifer Lopez barked at the paparazzi who got too close to her daughter, Emmy, at the Othello premiere. She barked at the paparazzi. Please. If your 17-year-old daughter was with you in New York City, and you went to somewhere and somebody shoved a camera in her face and hit her.
What would your natural reaction be?
They would probably think I've been hanging out with Alec Baldwin.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because I would go nuts. But I think the headline comes more about Jennifer Lopez being ugly as a dog. And that's why they said she barked at paparazzi.
That's not even realistic.
She is beautiful.
Unbelievably beautiful.
She's just crazy.
I hate that the way they're framing that, though. Like, she lost her cool. You know, you can insert any of those kind of she melted down when paparazzi got too close. What are you talking about? That's a child.
Yeah, but they didn't say it wasn't justified.
Well, I mean, using the phrase barked at them is sort of a way of minimizing what they were doing to shoving a camera in a kid's face. Now, granted, they're at a public premiere.
Mm-hmm.
You're the daughter of a celebrity, so it is a photo opportunity. But it's a kid.
You got boundaries. Mm-hmm. The whole thing.
My headline would say Lindsay beat his
ass. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, crazy. Yeah. Did you read the article or just the headline?
Yeah, I read.
You did read it, and they were acting like she was out of line.
I'm just saying from the title, barked at,
right?
Mm-hmm. I thought that was a way of minimizing her reaction because I think it was totally justified if she did yell at him.
I think more was justified on her part than just barking at him.
Right.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know what, because I don't condone violence.
Yeah. What would you?
I do.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.